What's new from Torch Trust? Issue 1, 2022.
The accessible Christian reading and services magazine from Torch Trust. Published by Torch Trust, Torch House, Torch Way, Market Harborough, Leicestershire LE16 9HL. Website torchtrust.org. Telephone number 01858 438 260. Copyright Torch Trust 2020. Registered charity number 1095904. Views expressed in the features are not necessarily those of Torch Trust. What's new from Torch Trust is available in the following formats: email, DAISY and audio CD, Braille and large print, 17, 20, 25 and 30 point. It can also be viewed on the Torch website.
Welcome. From Karen Mallinson, Resources and Client Services Team Leader, read by Sheila Dunning. Dear friends, the days are short, but the period between New Year and Easter seems to pass so slowly. Sometimes I long for the busier days of late spring and summer. The passing of the months between Christmas and Easter is, though, a natural time for reflection. It creates many opportunities to deepen our relationship with God and our fellowship with each other. This edition brings news of Torch Together's Lent course and our free Easter gift to you. The gift focuses on six journeys of Jesus, taking us from his birth to resurrection. It encourages all of us to become more like Jesus, shaped by him, as we travel on our Christian faith journey. Our featured book this time is Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. It has been reviewed by Tim Jeffrey, our Chief Executive. The book sets out three sets of disciplines which are the foundation of our lives as followers of Jesus. Having read the book review, I am putting it at the top of my Books I Must Read This Year list. We also feature books which focus on Lent and Easter, as well as news of our exciting audio Bible initiative, which will allow so many more people to hear the good news of Jesus. So, whilst the days may be dark and short, there is much to excite our hearts as we encounter Jesus, grow in our faith, and thrive in Christian community. Contact details. If you want to contact us about anything in this edition of What's New, please email info@torchtrust.org or call client services on 01858 438 260. Our phone opening times are Monday 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m, Tuesday and Wednesday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, and Thursday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Torch Together at Lent. You are warmly invited to join us for this year's 7-week virtual Lent course, starting on Thursday the 3rd of March at 2 p.m. We will be using Sally Welch's book, Sharing the Easter Story, for the course. This book is available to buy, £9702, £9.99, or to borrow through our library. The resources for Lent and Easter section of What's New has more details about the book. More details about the course will be posted on our website. To book your place on the course, please telephone or email our client services team. Torchbearers and Partners in Prayer. Torch Trust has one of the world's largest English language lending libraries for Christian books in accessible formats. Each year, we issue thousands of books in Braille, audio and large print. Ever since Ron and Stella Heath founded Torch over 60 years ago, we have provided our library books free of charge to anyone who is registered as being blind or partially sighted. We remain committed to doing that today. Details of some new library books which you can borrow are detailed towards the end of this magazine. If you would like to support the library financially on a regular basis, then we would like to encourage you to become a torchbearer. A torchbearer is simply someone who would like to help Torch to continue bringing Christian resources to our clients by offering to donate £15 a month to help us grow our accessible lending library. Torchbearers will receive a quarterly email to keep you up to date with the difference your donation is making and the stories of how God is impacting lives through the resources you are helping to fund. Please call us or contact info@torchtrust.org for more information. We know that many of our clients like to support the work of Torch in prayer. If you would like to pray for Torch's library work, please pray for wise decisions to be made about the choice of books being added to our library, and that they will be a blessing to those that read them. In our last edition, we covered our Partners in Prayer initiative. Thank you to everyone who has contacted us to become a partner in prayer. If you have not been in touch and would like to get more regular updates from the Torch team about Torch's ministry, insights into the latest developments, and regular specific prayer points, then please consider becoming a partner in prayer. Becoming a partner in prayer costs nothing other than committing some time to pray, keep in touch, and do all you can to encourage and bless Torch's ministry. To become a partner in prayer, please email using info@torchtrust.org, or, if you prefer, you can call on 01858 438 260. Torch Together Holidays 2022. In our last edition of What's New, we updated you on our Torch Together Holidays for 2022. Our first Torch Together Holiday in 2022 has a few spaces left. Why not join us at Cobar Hill, a Victorian mansion steeped in history and set in 11 acres of stunning grounds? It is nestled in the North York Moors National Park and Heritage Coast. The site has a conference hall, lecture theatre, and four beautiful lounges overlooking the gardens, croquet lawn, and tennis courts. Explore the meadows and secret garden, and enjoy the clock golf and putting green. Cobar Hill uses locally sourced produce for their seasonally changing menu, ensuring freshness and flavour, and their chefs and hospitality team are happy to cater for all of your dietary needs. Join us for a relaxing holiday with day trips, exploring the local area, time to meet new friends and old, and share time in worship as we delve into God's Word. You may also like a family member or friend to come along with you as a guest, so that you can enjoy this special time together. 4th to the 8th of April 2022. Torch Together, Scarborough, Cobar Hill, Scarborough, North Yorkshire. £395. Please contact our client services team to book your place at Cobar Hill or on one of our other holidays. Whether you have enjoyed many of our holidays in the past or will be a first-timer, it will be lovely to meet you after the pause of our holiday program. Here are the dates, prices and locations of our other holidays in 2022. 13th to the 17th of June 2022. Torch Together Dorset. The Greenhouse Christian Centre, Poole, Dorset, £395. 16th to 18th of September 2022. Torch Together Corrymeela, Corrymeela Centre, Ballycastle, Northern Ireland, £130. 26th to 30th of September 2022. Torch Together Stone. Shallowford House, Stone, Staffordshire. £395. Our holidays could not happen without the help of our amazing volunteers who provide sighted practical support. This could cover a range of tasks such as guiding, driving, helping with serving refreshments, and providing assistance with the different holiday activities. Please share this information with people you know who may like to serve as a holiday volunteer and join us in praying for God to provide the right volunteers for each holiday. We are particularly looking for volunteers for our popular Poole holiday. If someone you know would like to find out more about volunteering, or if you would like to book onto one of our holidays, or find out more information, please call our client services team on 01858 438 260 or email info@torchtrust.org. Volunteer with Torch. Trustee Opportunity. Torch is looking to increase its number of trustees. We would particularly like to welcome on board new trustees who are clients of Torch. Our most recently appointed trustee is Dr. Ifeolo Ife Akintunde, whose first memory of Torch was reading our materials as a schoolboy in Nigeria. Ife moved to the UK in the 1990s and became one of our trustees last year. He is eager for other Christians who are blind or visually impaired to join him as a trustee. I would encourage people to become a trustee for two reasons. One, because of the amazing work that Torch is doing. Essentially, if you think that this is good work, in that we're reaching people who are blind or partially sighted with the gospel, or assisting them to get involved in church life, or providing reading material for them, or running things like fellowship groups, if you think that's a great thing, then come and help us to do it. And two, quite a number of people who are blind and partially sighted are very skilled, but we haven't always got ways to channel those skills. So this is an excellent way to channel those skills into something that's highly rewarding in supporting Torch to minister to people who are not normally ministered to by the rest of society. If you have sight loss and are interested in becoming a trustee, please do get in touch, and we would be very happy to explain more about what this vital voluntary role entails. Also, please tell your friends if you think that this is an opportunity to serve which may suit them. Torch Fellowship Groups. Fellowship groups consist of blind and partially sighted people meeting along with sighted people. They provide a relaxed environment to explore the Christian faith and build friendships with others. Some groups meet to discuss a Christian book which group members have been reading. Each group is independent, but works in partnership with Torch to offer encouragement and support to its members. If you would like to join a group, please contact us and we will help you to find a local or online group which you can join. Reflections Radio Show. Join us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on RNIB Connect Radio for Reflections, Torch's own half-hour radio show hosted by Marilyn Baker. The show explores faith and disability in today's world, featuring interviews, news, songs and spiritual reflections. RNIB Connect Radio airs on Freeview Channel 730 and online at rnibconnectradio.org.uk. You can catch our weekly podcast version of the show through your smart speaker and on a variety of podcast platforms including Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes and more. We would like to receive your feedback on the programmes or any ideas that you have for future programmes. Please do get in touch to let us know your thoughts and ideas. Torch website. In the last edition, we explained that we would be updating our website. We have now brought together content from the main Torch website and from the previously separate Sight Loss Friendly Church website. The website address remains torchtrust.org. As well as discovering information about Torch, the new site allows you to interact with us online. New clients are able to register through the site, or a friend can register on their behalf. Books can be ordered from the online shop, and you can send us a message at the time of day which suits you best. Our new podcast, Torch Tales, will also be launching on the website in February. Torch Tales will delve deep into the history of Torch Trust through the stories of the people who bring it to life. You will be able to listen and share in the tales of passion and faith which make our sight loss ministry possible. Over the next few months, we plan to make more of our services available through the website, including our library service. But don't worry about these changes. The phone lines and email will still be there if you prefer to contact us in that way. If you have tried out the new website, we would love to receive your feedback about it as we continue to improve the site. Sight Loss Friendly Church. We are putting the finishing touches on a brand new podcast, Insights from Sight Loss Friendly Church. Each episode will last around 10 minutes and will answer a common question about sight loss in a church context. It will be published weekly on the Torch website and is being rolled out to iTunes, Spotify and many other services, enabling it to be heard on smartphones, tablets and smart speakers. We hope that this will raise awareness of Sight Loss Friendly Church in many more places and encourage even more churches to join us. If you are able to listen to these podcasts, we would love to receive some feedback from you, as well as ideas for future podcasts. As ever, we continue to offer regular tasters, training, focus on, sessions, and catch-ups on Zoom, which continue to be well attended by churches, and we are always on hand to offer advice and support to our SLFCs. If your church would like to register as sight loss friendly, please encourage them to get in touch. Pathway Audio Bible, spreading the good news. For the purpose of outreach to non-Christians and those whose faith may have waned, Torch is offering a free audio Bible player to anyone who is losing their sight and lives in the UK. The audio players are the new Mega Voice Pathways and feature David Suchet reading the New Testament and Psalms. This small, easy-to-use MP3 player has an inbuilt speaker, pre-installed rechargeable batteries, and comes with charging cable and in-ear headphones. The players have been tested by people who are partially sighted or new to sight loss, with positive feedback about their ease of use and content. Can you help us to reach out and give a free audio Bible to people you know who are experiencing sight loss and are not Torch clients? If you know of someone who fits those categories and who would benefit from hearing the good news of Jesus, please encourage them to get in touch either by calling us on 01858 438 260 or visiting torchtrust.org/pathway. Also, we have produced a poster and a leaflet to promote this offer. If you would like some copies to share more widely with friends or local sight loss networks, please call us on 01858 438 260 or email info@torchtrust.org.
Book Review: Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster, Hodder and Stoughton, 1814, £10.99, to buy or borrow in all media. Review written by Tim Jeffery, Chief Executive Officer of Torch, read by James Brookman. This book is, without exaggeration, a modern classic. When I think back over my 40-plus years of seeking to follow Jesus, this book is one of the things that stands out as having had the most significant influence. As a young man, I remember being deeply moved and challenged by its call to wholehearted discipleship. Psalm 42 verse 7 reads, "Deep calls to deep." Maybe like me, somewhere in the deepest part of your life, you've heard the call to deeper, fuller living. Perhaps you've become weary of frothy experiences and shallow teaching. Every now and then you've caught glimpses of something more than you've known, and inwardly you've felt the urge to launch out into the deep. Don't let the term discipline put you off. Take out two letters from the word and you get disciple. As followers of Jesus, as apprentices or disciples, we're called both to freedom and to practice the time-honoured disciplines of the Christian life. These practices call us to move beyond surface living into the depths of a life with God, the life we see in Jesus and practiced by the early church. It would be a mistake to believe that these disciplines are for spiritual giants and beyond our reach. Far from it. God intends the disciplines of the spiritual life to be for ordinary people like you and me, whatever our particular circumstances. In this book, Richard Foster sets out in a very simple way three sets of disciplines as the foundation of our lives as followers of Jesus. Inward discipline, like prayer and fasting. Outward discipline, such as simplicity and solitude. And the corporate discipline of worship and celebration. One of the things I most like about the book is that it's not just theory. Foster gives us practical tips and guidance on how to go about making these disciplines really work in our lives. So if you're serious about being a follower of Jesus and going deeper with God, then this book should be at the top of your reading list. Resources for Lent and Easter. Our Easter gift to you. Journeys to Easter, 9703. This year's free Easter gift to our clients focuses on 6 journeys taken by Jesus. We will travel with him from his birth through to his death and glorious resurrection. The account of each journey is taken directly from the Bible text. It'll be accompanied by a short introduction, reflection, prayer, and questions to help us consider our journey of faith as we seek to follow Jesus and become more like him. You may want to cover a journey a week from the start of Lent to Easter, or take them all in one sitting, returning to them again and again. This Easter gift is available to you in Braille, large print, Daisy and audio CD. If you'd like to receive one, do get in touch by calling our client services team on 01858 438 260 or by emailing info@torchtrust.org. Other new resources for Lent and Easter. Each year we try to make more books available to challenge and encourage you through the Lent and Easter period. This year is no exception. If you'd like to buy or borrow one of these books, do give us a call. Sharing the Easter Story by Sally Welch, BRF. Reference 9702, £8.99. To buy or to borrow in all media. In this year's BRF Lent book, Sally Welch explores 2 questions. What is the Easter story really about, and how do we share it? Through each week of Lent, a different aspect of the Easter story is examined. Repenting, forgiving, hoping, trusting, sacrificing, loving, and changing. This book will be used for this year's Torch Together at Lent course. And Yet, Finding Joy in Lament by Rachel Newham, SPCK Publishing. Reference 9699, £10.99, to buy and to borrow in all media. With warm understanding, in this lovely Lent book for 2022, Rachel traces how biblical writers used the phrase "and yet" to bring together joy and lament, and invites us to see them not as opposites, but 2 sides of the same coin. Drawing on her experiences with mental illness, she shows us how we can build the rhythm of both joy and lament into our lives, both through the season of Lent and the rest of the year. With reflections split over 6 sections, And Yet is the perfect daily Lent devotional, but its undated readings can be used for periods of prayerful reflection throughout the year.
Other loved Lent and Easter books, for you to rediscover or discover for the first time. Happily Ever After: How Easter Can Change Your Life for Good. By John T. Alcock. The Good Book Company. 9294, £2.99, Braille and large print. We all long for happily ever afters. But let's face it, life's just not like that. Or is it? This evangelistic book takes readers through the Easter story. Good Friday looked like a bad ending to Jesus' story. But Easter Sunday changed everything. For everyone. Forever after. The Scriptures, The Cross and the Power of God. By Tom Wright, SPCK. 5804, £4.99, to buy and to borrow in all media. Tom Wright examines accounts of the events from Palm Sunday to Easter as they appear in the Gospels of Matthew and John, looking at these familiar passages from many unfamiliar angles to help us see them afresh. He follows the crescendo of the narrative through 9 sections, bringing it once more vibrantly to life. The Prayers of Jesus, Cover to Cover. By Amy Boucher Pye, Waverley Abbey Resources. 9514, £5.99, all media. This Lent, refresh your relationship with God by exploring the way Jesus himself prayed to his Father. Focusing on 6 of the prayers of Jesus leading up to the central events of our faith, encounter the Saviour in a new way and reach new depths of intimacy with God in prayer. Each of the six sessions includes Bible readings, discussion starters and prayer exercises. New books to purchase from Torch. Many of the following books are available for you to purchase immediately in Braille and large print, font sizes 17 point, 20 point, 25 point and 30 point. Some are also available in audio TTS, text-to-speech, or can be made to order. Please call client services on 01858-438260 for more details, requests for human narration or to place an order. We have over 1,000 other accessible books for you to buy and these are all listed on our online resources catalogue at torchtrust.org. If you need any assistance, our client services team is always ready to help you find what you want. Study and courses. Cover to cover 23rd Psalm, The Lord is My Shepherd. By Selwyn Hughes, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,698 3.99. Psalm chapter 23 is arguably one of the most beautiful and best-loved passages of the Bible. Whatever our experience, we can draw from this psalm timeless truths about God which enable us to deal with difficulties that come our way. Cover to cover Psalms. Songs of Life. By Horton John, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,685 3.99. Right in the middle of the Bible, we find not a theological address or a great historical event, but passionate poetry. These wonderfully honest songs of life cover the full range of human emotions, while pointing to our faithful, good and eternal God. Radical Gratitude. Recalibrating Your Heart in an Age of Entitlement. By Peter Maiden, InterVarsity Press. Ref. £9,682 9.99. Peter explains each chapter unpacks biblical truth and grounds it with practical application and personal illustrations. A series of short Bible study questions and reflections, mostly on the Psalms, conclude the chapters. Revelation chapters 1-3. Christ's Call to the Church. By Horton John, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,701 3.99. In his letters to the seven churches of Asia, Christ reveals his will for his people at all times and in all places. The book of Revelation is from Jesus and about Jesus. Christian Living. God's Plan for Your Well-Being. By Dave Smith, CWR. Ref. £9,695 8.99. Steps to Improve in Health and Wellness as a Christian. Hope in an Anxious World. Six Truths for When Things Feel Overwhelming. By Helen Thorne, The Good Book Company. Ref. £9,681 4.99. Help and Hope from the Bible when you feel anxious. Mission-Shaped Living. Participant's Guide. By McGinley John, David C. Cook. Ref. £9,684 9.99. Mission-Shaped Living provides your church with the tools and resources to develop discipleship and an outward focus among your congregation through an 8-week course for small groups or the whole church. Strengthen Your Core, Practical Spiritual Formation for Every Day. By Jenny Campbell, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,693 7.99. Have you felt a little sluggish in your spiritual practices? Are you yearning for spiritual growth, but you're not too sure how to get there? Talking God, Daring to Listen. By Jachi Bullman, Monic Books. Ref. £9,672 9.99. Talking God invites you to reflect on the personal beliefs many of us hold towards God through listening in on a series of 11 inspiring interviews with people of Christian or Jesus-connected faith. Biography and Autobiography. Immeasurably More, Flying for the Waymaker. By Parker Liz, 10 Publishing. Ref. £9,694 9.99. When Liz Parker was growing up in a Liverpool vicarage, she never imagined that she would one day marry a missionary pilot and serve with him in Uganda. This is the incredible story of their family's travels. Recent popular purchases. Most of the following books are available for you to purchase immediately in Braille and large print, font sizes 17 point, 20 point, 25 point and 30 point. They are also either available in audio TTS, text-to-speech, or can be made to order. Please call client services on 01858 438260 for more details, requests for human narration or to place an order. Study and courses. 1 Thessalonians, Cover to Cover, Building Church in Changing Times. By Chris Leonard, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,676.3.99. In times of great change, the new church in Thessalonica faced dangers and challenges, but also opportunities. Share Paul's joy in discovering that the gospel really does work even in the most difficult circumstances. Habakkuk, Choosing God's Way. By Steve Bishop, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,660.3.99. A rich resource for group or personal study of the book of Habakkuk, exploring what it really means to put our trust in God. John's Gospel, Exploring the Seven Miraculous Signs. By Keith Hacking, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,667.3.99. Explore the seven signs that John decided to record and see how these were chosen so that we would put our faith more firmly in Jesus Christ. Christian Living. Bouncing Forwards, Notes on Resilience, Courage and Change. By Patrick Regan, Waverley Abbey Resources. Ref. £9,663.8.99. In Bouncing Forwards, Patrick draws on his own journey of making peace with his ongoing anxiety, to look honestly and vulnerably at the temptation to wait for the day when all will be well whilst missing out on what's happening in the here and now. Celebration of Discipline. By Richard Foster, John Murray Press, 1814, £10.99 and to borrow TBC. As covered earlier in our book review, this is a modern classic. It is a profound and richly rewarding study of the classical disciplines of the spiritual life. It is a mine of spiritual wisdom, psychological insight, common sense and gentle humor. If Only, Finding Joyful Contentment in the Face of Lack and Longing. By Jenny Pollock, The Good Book Company. Ref. £9,659.7.99. Drawing on encouragements from the Bible and the stories of others, this book helps readers to trust in God's plan for them and enjoy true contentment through a conviction that Jesus is better than our most keenly felt hopes and longings for this life. A Practical Christianity, Working on Transforming Our Lives. By Jane Shaw, SPCK. Ref. £9,662.8.99. This book helps us to imagine how Christian practice can transform our lives and the world around us, and how we may come to understand more fully the central beliefs of Christianity. Biography and Autobiography. The Well Overflows, From My Heart to Yours, Timeless Truths in a Global Crisis. By John Flanner, John Flanner. Ref. £9,654.9.99. During the 2020 pandemic, John Flanner was challenged by a friend to write uplifting and inspiring articles for social media. They have since been collated into this one keepsake book which he shares, From My Heart to Yours. New books to borrow from Torch. Torch operates a free postal lending library with over 2,800 books available to borrow in a variety of accessible media. Please ring client services on 01858 438260 to find out more. The titles below are a selection from those most recently added to the library. Each book has the media it is available in and its library reference number listed in the description. If any book is not available in your preferred medium, please contact us as we may be able to add it to the library. Many of the books listed here are also offered for purchase. Please check with client services. Study and courses. Minor Prophets, Major Prayer. By Deborah Duncan, Authentic Media. Daisy D3530. By looking at each minor prophet in turn, Debbie Duncan explores their background and looks at how their example can help us to pray effectively today. They may be minor prophets, but they teach us major truths about prayer. Radical Gratitude, Recalibrating Your Heart in an Age of Entitlement. By Peter Maiden, InterVarsity Press. Daisy, TTS, D3550. Peter explains, each chapter unpacks biblical truth and grounds it with practical application and personal illustrations. A series of short Bible study questions and reflections, mostly on the Psalms, conclude the chapters. The Unveiling. By David Fellingham, Malcolm Down Publishing. Daisy D3528. David Fellingham contends that the book of Revelation draws the prophetic purposes of God together and it is the Bible itself which interprets this amazing book, not world events. However, we can understand the events that are happening in our world through the prophetic lens of Revelation, and as we do that, we can grow in our faith that God is totally in control. Christian Living. Hope in an Anxious World. Six Truths for When Things Feel Overwhelming. By Helen Thorne, The Good Book Company. Daisy, TTS, D3549. Help and Hope from the Bible When You Feel Anxious. Mission-Shaped Living, Participants Guide. By McGinley John, David C. Cook. Giant Print G2772. Mission-Shaped Living provides your church with the tools and resources to develop discipleship and an outward focus among your congregation through an 8-week course for small groups or the whole church. Biography and Autobiography. Eric Liddell, Finish the Race. By John W. Keddy, Christian Focus Publications Limited. Daisy, TTS, D3548. Giant Print G2771. Eric's life brought him to boarding school in England, university in Edinburgh and the fame of Olympic stardom in Paris. But with that fame came trouble as he struggled to stand up for his Christian faith. Written with children in mind. Immeasurably More, Flying for the Waymaker. By Parker Liz, 10 Publishing. All Media B3349, G2774. D3557. When Liz Parker was growing up in a Liverpool vicarage, she never imagined that she would one day marry a missionary pilot and serve with him in Uganda. This is the incredible story of their family's travels. She Went Ahead, A Mother's Story. By Ruth Gatting, Faithbuilders Publishing. Daisy, TTS, D3547. The true and moving story of the events surrounding the death of a 9-year-old girl and her Christian family's journey through the dark valley of grief. Fiction. The Healing Knife. By S. L. Russell, Lion Hudson Limited, Monarch Books. Daisy D3542. To Rachel Keat, death is the enemy. The early loss of her beloved father from heart failure ignited a single-minded determination in her to save as many patients as she can, and to become a consultant before the age of 40. Widow's Secret. By Catherine Swartz, Lion Hudson Limited, Monarch Books. Daisy D3544. Marine archaeologist Rachel Gardiner is summoned to the coast of Cumbria to investigate a newly discovered shipwreck, a slaving ship from the 1700s. She learns of Abigail Fenton, the young wife of a slave trader, who has a surprising secret of her own. This is the fourth book in the Popular Tales from Goswell series.